next on Community Matters. It's about time we check in on the Bearcat Advantage, and a recent expansion of that was a good opportunity to talk with Dr. Kim Carter. Has this pulled enrollment from elsewhere?
More so, it has stopped the enrollment decline.
You've heard of CPR. This is QPR.
If we looked at our last 5 years of our suicide rates in Calhoun County, significantly above the state average and the national average, the reality that we have come to understand is that suicide prevention is everybody's business.
Scott Tishmer tells us more coming up. And we at Community Matters are busy trying to connect you with more local information and more local voices. Coming up, we'll tell you how we're doing it and some recent developments to that end. Community Matters for Saturday, March 30th, 2024, made possible by Lakeview Ford Lincoln. I'm Richard Pyatt. Welcome. Community Matters, Saturdays on WBCK, anytime, battlecreekpodcast.com, made possible by Lakeview Ford Lincoln. Glad you found us. Richard Pyatt here. You know, we have not spoken with Dr. Kim Carter at Battle Creek Public Schools since the initial announcement about the Bearcat Advantage scholarship program. But today is the day we say we catch up. Dr. Kim Carter joins us now on Community Matters. Welcome back.
Hello. Thank you for having me again. I always enjoy talking with you.
Well, thank you. We had intended really to check in on things a while ago, and then look what happened. Here is a recent announcement that the Bearcat Advantage actually is expanding. What does that mean?
What most people don't understand is that the Bearcat Advantage is a scholarship that covers up to 100% of tuition and mandatory fees. The key in that is up to 100% tuition, and it's capped at our top university cost in Michigan, which is the University of Michigan. What that leaves sometimes is a gap between what it costs to go to a public university like U of M, although the cost is a little bit higher, and what might be the cost of a private institution that doesn't receive subsidies. And so today, or last week, we were able to really announce that we've created a partnership to close the gap in those funds as well.
So these are these small details that in the fanfare of the overall scholarship program really are in the details. That is to say, like you point out, sometimes depending on what institution you choose, there may be some fees and responsibilities on the part of the student, and this is meant to help address that.
Absolutely. So we are truly invested in making sure that our students have long-term economic vitality. And part of that is making sure that they are able to go to college without debt. We haven't achieved that aim fully and completely, but that continues to be my mission.
Well, this is clearly a big challenge, right? The idea that how do we pay for such a thing is always a question. And what is the question now when it's covered? What have you learned in the last several months of this that the questions become when money is not the question?
Now students can really focus on their future without really having to make choices that they don't want to make. So an example of that is when we made this announcement, we have a student who wanted to go to one university to study something, but thought that that was out of their reach. And so now the sky is the limit and they're able to really choose based on their passion, more so than what their finances could afford. And that is what this is all about.
Is there a challenge with folks who have been of the mindset that, well, I just can't afford that. I don't know how I'll do that. Now suddenly that's removed. How have they responded to that? Has it been challenging for some, or do they all say, like, we can envision, okay, I'm going?
You know, that's what gives me such great joy is when I talk with students, an example of which is when we made this MCA partnership announcement, one of the students said, prior to this announcement, Dr. Carter, I wasn't even thinking about going to college. I didn't want that financial burden on my family. But when that announcement happened, I started thinking about what's possible. And I am so excited to now be attending Olivet in the fall.
It has removed barriers, which was the intent, certainly. What is that Michigan Colleges Alliance, MCA, you talked about? What is that alliance about?
So the Alliance is actually a partnership where they make connections with the private universities. And so we have 15 of our top private colleges and universities that have come together to actually create a program that would eliminate the financial gaps that exist for many students. This partnership, because of the partnership, they have an agreement with the universities to cover the costs that might be a gap between what the Bearcat Advantage is going to cover and the cost of attending one of those institutions.
Well, that must be helpful for BCPS because clearly it required a whole evaluating of how you're doing things and adjusting to make this work. This was one of these things that if you can get someone else to help you do it, it probably is helpful.
Yes. And what I love about the Michigan Colleges Alliance is they're also going to make sure that we put in place supports for students prior to going to college. So we're still having conversations about math supports and groups so that we create a readiness for students to actually achieve once they're there. For me, it isn't just about getting them there. It's about getting them the degree.
Yeah, I've talked with some other folks about that, too, that sometimes the money question removed, now it is an expectation to perform, right? And so they get to college in the first year and maybe the first semester doesn't go so well.
Mm-hmm. So that's what we're trying to create supports around. My work is not done, right? Yeah. It was first step, let's get them the financial support. Second step is making sure that they are academically prepared to succeed in both college and life beyond. And so that's the continued work that we're doing here. And that's the transformation of Battle Creek Public Schools. Why we're opening right now, we just finished naming the Northwestern School of Visual and Performing Arts. We have an international baccalaureate at Fremont that is now matriculating into Springfield. And so Springfield will now be a middle years international baccalaureate program. Our career academies are going strong with certifications for kids prior to them leaving high school. And we're continuing to do amazing work at the STEM Academy. So there's so much happening in Battle Creek Public Schools, and it's all about making sure that students are college, career, and community ready.
And that is something that has gone on really across the country, right? The notion of identifying certain schools with certain, strengths in certain areas and presenting them as STEM schools, et cetera. How does that change the picture?
Well, it changes the picture by creating greater engagement for students. If you can go to a school that is teaching through the lens of what you love to learn about, then we're going to have you there. You're going to be more focused, more engaged, and we'll have more time to actually build your basic skills at the same time.
So now that you have some time behind you after the announcement of Bearcat Advantage, what would you say is the main challenge that you face?
I would say the main challenge is communication, making sure that families truly understand the process and getting their students ready. And then finally, also just continuing to work on the readiness skills. It's really important to me that our students not only get there, but they finish.
You can imagine at the onset here, if someone is a senior, and we've certainly heard these stories since the announcement, someone's a senior, they find out in their 11th hour, you might say, that suddenly college is possible. Maybe they haven't been working as hard as they would normally have been if that barrier was there. Now they've got to ramp up quickly. Is that a lot of pressure?
It is, but it isn't, because what I love about the community of Battle Creek is that we come together to make sure that all students have every opportunity to succeed. And so we've been having conversations about bridge programs that will allow access to success. The Urban League is running programs. The Battle Creek Community Foundation through the Battle Creek College Access Network is looking at those types of supports. We've even done what we call intrusive advising, and those are partnerships with the university where you don't get to wait to get advising. We're going to come to you and make sure that we are giving you the advice you need to make it through college.
The word intrusive is a little bit of a loaded term, but you get the point, right?
Exactly.
We're not going to wait for someone to make up their mind and say, yes, I'm coming. Here's what I'm interested in. You're going to start stimulating that thought sooner.
Yes. And so those partnerships have been developed with Western Michigan University, Grand Valley State University, and we're having many more conversations. While we watch where our students are going, we then reach out to those universities and colleges to make sure that they have supports when they get there.
Where are they going? Have you been able to identify a popular choice?
Well, I will say that many are starting at Kellogg Community College.
Yeah.
And I love that. We're having conversations about, to your point, if it's the ninth hour and you're just now making a decision, then we strongly encourage you to start at a community college where you can really understand what it means to go to college and then transfer, because that's the other value of the Bearcat Advantage, that it will layer on to support legacy scholars, which has been here for a while. So we tell students, take advantage of legacy scholars and then use your Bearcat Advantage.
How has this helped the community and what has been the response?
This response is amazingly positive, and I think it's given a shot of hope, recognizing that this is not just about educational investment, it's also economic investment in our community to make sure that our brain trust that we are growing has access to post-secondary success, and we're hopeful that many of them will bring that brain trust right back to Battle Creek and continue to help us soar.
It is a hope, right? And I've heard this many times before here and elsewhere, that we can provide an interest in staying here or coming back here in order to support the workforce here locally. Do you hear people talk about that? Do you hear young people say, I want to work at Ford or someplace that might be here or developing because they know it's here?
You know, prior to the development of the high school career academies, I didn't hear much of that. But now that we have the career academies and individual students are getting a better understanding of what their own community has to offer, I'm hearing more about what I call stick and stay. And so these students are saying, hey, there's a world of possibilities right here in my hometown that I might be able to take advantage of. And that's because career academies is offering them internships, and we're bringing in different businesses from around the community to talk with students. Some of our students never had any idea about what was possible in the city of Battle Creek, and now they do.
Hmm. Well, and that could just be by virtue of age, right? They're now approaching this time where they have to make some of these decisions and they find these things out. What needs to be done still? Do you look at this and say, you know what, maybe we have to adapt it this way, or maybe we have to create a response team in this area? Do you look at it and say, here's how we can perfect it?
Absolutely. We're getting better at getting better every day. And what that looks like is our partnerships with the American Institute of Research, which is really following the transformation of Battle Creek Public Schools, as well as a new partnership with the Upjohn Institute that's going to be studying the impact of the Bearcat Advantage. And so they'll help us understand what's working and what's not working. And like I said, we focus on getting better at getting better. There's always an opportunity to improve. And until every single student has access to post-secondary success and is actually benefiting from this, then we're not done yet.
Has this pulled enrollment from elsewhere?
It has. For us, it has more so, it has stopped the enrollment decline.
Okay.
And so previous to the entire transformation, we were losing about 300 students a year. And so we've been able to really interrupt that. And our next goal is to bring back some of the students that live within our catchment area. This isn't about going after other district students. That's not the point. The point is to make this the place where the students who live and reside within the Battle Creek Public Schools area choose Battle Creek Public Schools.
As it relates to these kinds of initiatives, I've heard it said that one of the challenges becomes a greater, I guess, significance toward helping those who might not be in an environment outside of school that's conducive to learning. That is to say, the home life might be difficult, etc. There's distractions to learning somehow. Is that a component to your support system, and how will you manage that?
Yes. If I were to write a book about the transformation of Battle Creek Public Schools, right now I say the title is Partnerships Matter. Schools can't do this alone. And what we've been able to do is create partnerships with other organizations in the community to help fill the gap where those gaps might exist. Examples of that are partnerships with Grace Health. We have Grace Health centers in all of our secondary buildings. And what that does is help to mitigate both the social health, the mental health, and also the physical health of students that might be getting in the way. We've partnered with Summit Point so that if there are some home issues, we can get students access to mental health supports and behavioral health supports. And I could go on. The list is huge with individual organizations and community partners that are stepping up to fill in the gaps for students.
So going forward, when do you start talking about this with younger students? Is it elementary? Is it middle school? Where do you start talking about it?
I think that's a great question. So thank you. We have a mantra, and it's actually a national mantra, that college begins in kindergarten. And so we are now backwards mapping. We have gotten our strong foundation in the high school, and now we're creating what we call essential experiences that begin in kindergarten to make sure that we're exposing students to what's possible and what they have to look forward to.
What happens, Kim, when you meet a student who says, I want to go into the trades, or, you know, maybe they're not headed for a 4-year program?
Oh, my goodness. So that's another layer that is critically important. We know and understand that college isn't for everyone. And that's why we say college, career, and community ready. And so we're introducing kids to the trades as a part of the career academies. Not all students are going to college, and we have access to trade schools through the Bearcat Advantage as well as Legacy Scholars. And we're going to make sure that if that's their goal, we have a pathway to get them there.
How much life skills comes into this? That is to say, you talked about it, how a young person might not have thought about the possibilities of this, the possibilities in their community for their future or even elsewhere. Somewhere along the way, decision-making, significant decision-making have to come into this. Do you find that your advisors have to start steering people into the direction of learning those things?
Yes. And that's why small learning communities are important in schools right now. So everyone that enters, all of our students that come into Battle Creek Central start in a freshman academy. And it has a freshman advisory course that is really designed to help them think through those life skills. And then we end with a senior capstone. And so we've redesigned the high school so that you're not just leaving with just your 4 core of reading, math, science, and social studies, but there's also a senior capstone that kind of wraps everything up and makes sure that you're ready for whatever your post-secondary pathway might be.
Well, to bring it back around to the expansion that you announced and trying to address the gaps that happen in expenses and coverage of those, I saw an article and one young student was quoted in that article saying, I'll be going to school for free. I'm reading directly from that right now. Seriously, he'll write no check for anything. Is that right?
Technically not accurate. And okay. So what I would say about that is for many, that is true. But college is more than tuition and fees. And that's the conversation that I'm having with donors who continue to give money to our Battle Creek Public Schools Education Foundation for scholarships. So I don't want people to believe that the Bearcat Advantage covered everything. Because remember, there's still housing and transportation costs that they must cover when they go to college. And those are the costs that we're really leaning on our donors to create this truly debt-free college experience.
Yeah. What's the response from the donors? We presume they go into this knowing what the lay of the land is. But as you come back to them and say, look, you know, we've got these costs, and you said lean on them, how do they respond to that?
You know, there's an excitement. There's an excitement about them being a part of the change and the long-term success of students. And so knowing that their dollars can still add value in a significant way, they're really excited to say, oh, let me make some shifts and see how we can help. And a lot of that, I had one of the students that I was speaking with around the Bearcat Advantage who talked about going to one of our top universities in Michigan, and their housing costs are $17,000 a year. So they have all their tuition and fees covered, but there's still that gap of housing. And so we're going to continue to work until there is truly a debt-free college experience. And then they can take all of the money saved and invest that in our community.
What do you say to folks who say, hey, you know what? I pay rent. This is what it costs. This is life. Maybe they should pay that. It's good for them. I'm paraphrasing, of course. I'm imagining what someone might say. How do you respond to that?
I respond by having them take a look at what's possible with the power of the dollars that are not spent on debt. And the power of those dollars that are then reinvested into our community, into housing, into businesses, into other opportunities, that then impacts all of us. And that's what we're trying to accomplish.
Is there anything in the ensuing months since the announcement that surprised you about this?
I think I was more surprised by the number of students who didn't think college was possible. And while I knew that that existed, I was pretty sad to find out that it existed for many students. And so now I'm so excited that that has been interrupted and they now have access to post-secondary success. That's the legacy of Battle Creek Public Schools, and that's what gives me joy.
Well, sounds like a perfect place to end it for now. We'll stay in touch with Dr. Kim Carter, Battle Creek Public Schools, and get updates on how this is going along. Thank you.
Thank you.